B-Pod Studios.
3 o'clock hour, Mike Mussinelli show. Apparently, the game is not as important as the Mike Scott thing. No, it's just funny about Philadelphia because when they win, it's like, all right, we expect them to win. There's really no hook to a win. But I know, had they lost that game yesterday, well, this would have been an all-world day for Sports Talk Radio, right? They would have lost to the Redskins. They were down 17-0. They would have lost that game. Oh, my God.
When they were down 17-0, I thought, if they can't turn this around, what is tomorrow going to be like?
And here's what you were thinking also. Because Foles had thrown a touchdown pass, right?
Yes.
You're thinking, if Wentz loses this game to the Redskins, if Foles
How's
plays
everyone doing?
Well. But unfortunately for Nikki, he's so injury prone. He can't stay healthy.
that was a conversation that I was not looking forward to.
Yeah, you Foles people, I'm just kidding. Such a shame for Nick to get
it is
broken collarbone.
No, that stinks. Game one.
Yeah,
but he needed to be removed from the equation for anything.
And he actually was.
Yeah.
All right, the 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corp Leach Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. Listen, I'll make this statement regarding Mike Scott thing. Let me make it as clear as I can with some salty language. I think this word is allowed. If you act like an uncivilized idiot at an Eagles game, that makes you a jag-off. If you don't want to reform your jag-off behavior, you're probably content to be a jag-off. And you're probably going to spawn little jag-off kids. So I can't control that. But what I can control is the advice you give to other people who are going to walk into a climate like that. Therefore, my advice to Mike Scott would have been, there is no upside, there is no payoff to you wearing a Washington Redskins jersey in an Eagle tailgate area. First of all, because you play for another team in this city. You have to, now that you're part of the sports fabric of this city, even though you are a Redskin fan, you can't outwardly show that in public. It's just bad optic. This is the simplest issue that I've ever had to deal with. Can't do it. If you're a Redskin fan from Washington, you want to come up, you're a Redskin fan, you want to wear your jersey, knock yourself out, take your chances. But when you play for another team in this city, you just can't do it. And Tyrone, you apparently don't agree with that.
No, it's not that. This is where I'm always stuck. Mm-hmm. Some of these fans are so idiotic that even though you're not at all defending them, how it ends up coming off is just like, see, it was Mike Scott's fault, and that's the only thing. Because the cultures, there's some great tailgates. The 4th and John guys, there's great tailgates in mm-hmm. the city. But there are certain guys that come and they're almost looking to get as drunk as possible to get mm-hmm. in a fight.
You know why it's Mike Scott's fault? Because he's smarter than all those people you're talking about.
No, he absolutely
is. And when you're smarter, you have a responsibility to be smarter.
And he was born, I didn't realize because he obviously has me blocked, but a lot of people apparently now I'm seeing online mm-hmm. did warn him that if you do this, it's going to be trouble. And it's a good thing on video the other guy threw the first punch because otherwise mm-hmm. he'd have to deal with possible lawsuits.
That was the funniest part about it, though, was how they they were all trying to get at him and they couldn't even reach him.
They couldn't reach him. And then the one guy that did wished that he didn't.
I know. And then they're like jumping at him and lunging at him.
It's
like,
good, because really? Then the video, that's what happens. He's a rich guy. They end up suing him and stuff like that too. So you're right about that. But it just bothers me so much because these fans shouldn't be allowed to act that way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Criminals shouldn't be allowed to be criminals. But we do have a lot of criminals in this country, right?
Yeah,
sure. So you're creating a perfect world. All right, Mike Scott went to Virginia. These people have a wife named Virginia. That's the only thing they have in common. Right?
It's very juvenile behavior on both sides. So that's why yesterday when people were tweeting and they're saying, well, he wore a Washington jersey. But in my mind, I'm like, well, what are we, 12? Is this 12 on the playground? Like, you're all grown men. Like, get it together.
Mike Scott is more...
All of them. But that's what I'm saying.
Mike Scott is more of a grown man than somebody who would cause a fight with Mike Scott. That's my whole point.
Right, like, here I go into the tailgate, and the tailgaters are like, oh my God. Right, everybody just needs to just grow up a little.
That's good. Randy in West Philly. Randy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Randy.
How y'all doing? So, I basically agree with what y'all are saying. Mike, I think he just got more to lose. And I actually was going to talk about the game, but I can't believe nobody is called. It wasn't that he had on a Redskins jersey. It was that the fan, if you notice in the video, I think Tyrone mentioned that he saw the video. It's a casket. And somebody had...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Sean Taylor's jersey.
It was.
No, it wasn't. That was erroneously reported.
That's
going to make him go off? Come on. Mike's got some mature guy. Stop this nonsense. I had a coffin there. You're a grown man. So what? They had a coffin. They're idiots. They brought a coffin out. Walk past them. Come on. Come on, Randy. God, it's the call of it. Sean Taylor. First of all, there's discrepancy on whether it was Sean Taylor's jersey or not. If it was, these people are below. Okay, that doesn't mean Mike Scott has to engage. Let's go to Larry in South Jersey. Larry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Larry,
what's going on, Mike?
Larry? How you doing?
Not much, man. I kind of feel the same way you do. I mean, he knew what was coming if he went there. The deck was. I got Cowboys fans in my family. We all go out like once a year to the Eagles-Cowboys game, and there's like six of them, about 10 of us, and, you know, people get fighting and arguing, just do that, but you're always together. You know what I mean? You ain't just go out there and look like it was just him and one other guy on the video I seen, and he was deep in the parking lot. He should have knew what was coming. He was going way out there.
Listen, this behavior happens a lot. When people get on edge and they see, the thing is, sports is probably too important in people's lives to some fan bases, and it's very important here, right? So, like, some people who are intellectually challenged take it as a personal threat if somebody is going to root for the other team. It's not right, but it's a reflection of what their thought process is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, I got a funny story, too. Mm-hmm. My brother, when we first got Vic, right, I got him a throwback from his college jersey, the Virginia Tech, and he wanted to wear that to the Monday night game when he first was starting. I don't know if it was 2010, 11, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he wore the Virginia Tech burgundy and, like, orange jersey and hat, and everybody could have swore it was a Redskins jersey, and he just wanted to run his mouth to everybody he's seen. You know, they weren't paying attention that it was Vic, and he was loving Vic and all that. So I had to scoot them all through the parking lot. We wouldn't go no tailgates or nothing. Just go right up in the stadium, sit in the seats, and even you were getting it in there. But it ain't as bad as in the parking lot. You know, you get a couple of them dummy guys that are out there with 10, 15 people drinking. They're all tough guys. But if you see somebody one-on-one, two people like that, they ain't going to say nothing to that big 6'10" dude. You know what I mean? They would never do that.
What do you think his intent was? His intent was to stir it up.
Oh, yeah.
You don't wear a Redskins jersey and walk through the Eagles tailgate unless you're trying to get a reaction.
Yeah, and he should have some kind of security with him if he was planning on doing that.
And he didn't realize, like, how on earth he didn't realize the kind of reaction that he was going to get is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, plus he was going back and forth on the internet, people with Twitter all before, letting everybody know.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until you get your eye poked out.
Yeah, that's what happened.
All right, Mike. Let's go to Steve in Easton. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Hi, how you doing?
What's up,
Steve?
You
don't have any time to try to get on the show, and I finally got on.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
That's okay. No problem. Couple of things. Well, I know you're talking about the Mike Scott thing. I think I agree with you 100%. He should definitely not have wore that jersey. Stir up the pot there. But my friend used to go to the games with me, and he's a Cowboy fan. And he used to wear his Cowboy jerseys. And, oh, my God, I used to tell him, no more, I'm not going with you, because he always used to cuss and swear at the crowd and stuff, and then they would get on him all the time. And actually, I said, you know, making it worse for me, because they would throw stuff at us, and I'd get drenched with beer and food all over me and stuff. I said, listen, I understand you're a Cowboy fan, but just can't do it anymore. But Anyway, to get back to the question I really wanted to ask you, what do you think about Doug Peterson always going for fourth downs and the two-point conversion? I really wasn't too sure about that. What do you think?
Well, the two-point conversion made some sense in that it put him up by two touchdowns, so I can't blame him for that. The half a yard, it's a precarious situation, but if you can't get a half a yard, you have a good team. So I don't blame him for that either.
Don't you think he goes for it too much for certain situations, field position and stuff like
Yeah,
that?
Sometimes he does. But I think I'd rather have an aggressive coach than a non-aggressive coach. Yeah, so did you have a problem with him going for it in his own territory with less than a yard?
No, because a lot of times they do the quarterback sneak and they usually get it.
Yeah, so what did you have a beef with yesterday that he did?
Well, just kind of know, like in the beginning too, I think it was early in the game. I think he went for it. I don't know. They were in their own side of the 50-yard line, I believe. But the two-point, I don't know. I think if somebody's going to score a touchdown, it's tough to make.
Oh, yeah, they didn't kick the field goal there, and they went
right.
40. I would have put points on the board at that point because it was 14, what was 14-0? Yeah, it was 14-0. To me, it's important to put three on the board at that point.
Yeah, to get on the board, get something.
Yeah, I did not agree with that. In fact, I tweeted it out when it happened.
Okay. Real quick, I just want to say hi to Natalie. I enjoyed your show last night. That was very good. But I got one more question for Jerome, though. We're going to go back to last week when I was watching the show.
Who?
Jerome. Come on, Steve. You're listening to, first of all, his name's Tyrone.
Steve. Oh, no, that's right. Did I say Jerome? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said Jerome. It's not the first time somebody's called him Jerome.
It's not his name.
It's Monroe and it's Jerome.
Let's bring it home for Jerome, folks.
Jerome.
Bring it home for Jerome.
Well, listen.
It's just like not even close to, really. It's not even close to Tyrone.
That's the curse of
Sixers Outsiders coming on soon.
Yeah, October 23rd.
Nobody mistake you for Jerome.
No, the outsiders crowd is solid. They're solid. Yeah, I got to worry about them. No, they're solid.
Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robert.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Robert?
So I don't know if you're going to like, and again, the comment I'm about to make, the comparison I'm about to make, I know that it's not that big of a magnitude. However, it's the only thing I can think of, and it's how it feels to me. Like this weekend coming up, I'm going to the Falcons game in Atlanta. I'm going to be decked out in Eagles gear.
Yeah, you won't get bothered.
Well, because I'm at a Falcons game, and I have friends from Georgia. I grew up in Georgia, you know, and that kind of sort of deal. But here's how this feels to me, and I'm just going to say the comparison, and you take it for what you want. Don't drink from that fountain. You know they're racist. Don't go here because you know they're racist. Don't go there. Here's the thing. Here's the only problem I have with what you're saying. If you're going to make the comment you make, you cut it off at. But then this is what you do to make it seem like, it's okay. Well, or however.
At no point ever did I say it was okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. Do you know how many racists out there that I rail against on an everyday basis?
I know it.
Okay. All right. So what impact do I have? Whatever impact I have, I try to have. But what I know is I can't change the world. And the world is what it is.
You can't change the world. But
no.
I'm telling you right now, if I was an Eagles fan next to another idiot Eagles fan, I'm going to smack that idiot Eagles fan upside their head.
Yeah, numbers, bro. The whole crowd that is exacerbated by the Mike Scott thing, there are no sensible people in there that are trying to stop it. They're on the same boat.
There's somebody there, and you've given them the license to say, well, he knows better than to come in here with that jersey on. He can wear whatever the hell he wants.
See, this is really getting me ticked off now that I give him license. I am not giving any license. What I'm giving is sound advice. Okay? I'm giving sound advice. Would it be sound advice if I told you that, you know, as much as you want to go in and bust up that Klan meeting, for you to walk in there would be a bad thing, wouldn't it, for you? Wouldn't that be a bad thing?
Absolutely.
All right, so sound advice would say, acknowledge that they're hated racist people that you would like to kill. But the fact of the matter is, your sensibility and your smarts would tell you not to do that. It's the same kind of thing.
A football game, man. And you, I think the point.
Well, you're the one that brought up race.
I think, and you know, and don't get me wrong. I think you made the point earlier, and I think this is where it settles for me. You have some people who care about this and make this way too much of their life. I love football. Well, I can't wait for the season
and,
to come.
Okay, so then we're acknowledging that, right? You and I are both acknowledging that they make it too important in their life. It's like if you go into a hornet's nest, hornets don't have brains. What they know is if a human hand comes into a nest, they're threatened and they sting. Now, I would like to think that people could think beyond that concept of just wanting to sting people. Fact of the matter is there are a lot of people at tailgate, exacerbated by alcohol, that can't think past the hornet. Let's go to Eddie in Hamilton. Eddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eddie.
Hey, Mikey, man. How you doing?
What's going on, Eddie?
I just wanted to add my two cents to this whole thing. And basically, I've been to the Eagles Stadium twice in my lifetime with the opposition's jersey on. Mm-hmm. Once with my son, my younger son. I've never had, I mean, even in the tailgating in the AM and then waiting for the game, never had anyone say anything outside of, you know, you get your, you, when you go to those games like that, you expect to get ragged on a little bit because you're in, you know, you're not on your home field, your home turf. So you're going to get, I don't mind getting ragged on, but don't take it too far. So, you know, you get the, yo, yeah, you get the hollering and hooping, but I've never had anyone treat me out with disrespect.
But there are people that take it too far. That's what I'm acknowledging. See, this is the thing. As much as you want to sit here and try to reform everybody who takes it too far, you can't do it.
I understand.
So I don't understand. Like, what are we fighting against? We're fighting against a tidal wave. So the easiest thing for Mike Scott to do is just don't wear the jersey.
No, that's where folks aren't agreeing with you. You can't, because the one thing you guys always are prideful about is how well you travel. So if you can go to another stadium and enjoy yourself and you know and come home safely, why shouldn't I be able to say okay?
Because crowds are different depending on the geographical location and whether sports is more intense.
So is the Giants and the Jets any different from Philadelphia?
The Jets are. The Giants are more of a legacy fan base that isn't as rabid as an Eagle fan base.
Because I've been there. I've been over in that side of town and experienced the same thing in Philly. Mm-hmm. I never had
The Giants are a more sophisticated fan base. All right? It is what it is, bro.
Okay, but what I want you to understand is what people are expecting from you, because you've always been on the right side of things. I'm not saying that you're on the wrong side, but I've heard you a lot. You always speak your mind. You always speak up for justice. What they're expecting you to say is that you should condemn the behavior, period.
Do you hear me condemning it?
Yes.
All right, as long as you hear me condemning it, because apparently people aren't. Do I have a voice that's coming out, Natalie?
I think so.
Is my voice box working today?
I can hear it.
Okay. All right.
I think that maybe it's just not active listening.
The other part is Mike Scott has become extremely popular in this town, clearly, and good for him. And no, it's at the point where a lot of people aren't going to even question his behavior because he's become such a...
You know what it is? It's people out there who hate Eagle fans. These are the people that are calling. They detest the fact that there are a large portion of the Eagle fan base that are barbarian like. These are the people that are sounding off today. I'm getting all kinds of emails. I moved into this area in 2008. Your fans are blah 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 blah. What do you want from me? You don't like the climate of the fan base? You don't have to stay here. If it bothers you that much, then you don't have to stay here. But what I know is it's not going to change.
And that's what bothers me about the incident, because by and large, these fans have always been, they're pretty well behaved. There's always that extra element that go there looking for that. But for the most part, everybody gets along, especially when you consider how much drinking and everything else goes on. But these kind of things always, because this might be the only incident like this all year. But at the end of the year, that's all anybody will talk about is the Mike Scott incident. It won't talk about all the other weeks when it's absolutely peaceful.
How long have I been trying to change fan behavior in this town?
As long as I can remember.
I was a kid. We ought to be more secure about ourselves. We ought to feel less inferior about ourselves. The insecurity that we sometimes show is ridiculous. I preach it almost every day.
You do.
In this particular issue, Mike Scott could have avoided any discussion of this by not wearing a Redskin jersey. It's really simple. It's clear. And that doesn't mean I'm sticking up for the fan base. What I'm doing is acknowledging that there are certain barbarian-like fans that follow sports in this town and especially follow this Philadelphia Eagles team. It is football. We are conditioned to be active and over the top and aggressive. It's just the way it is here. It's not that way in Atlanta. It's not that way in L.A. It's like that in Boston. It's like that in a couple other Northeast Corridor cities. 610-632-0975 back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Uh, 3:31, Mike Missinelli Show. Time to get a Twitter poll update. I know more people want to talk about this Mike Scott thing in the actual game, which I guess is the sign of a good team.
I don't know.
Wins don't phase anymore. We expect them. So that's a good thing, actually.
That's fine, but I'm still not okay with the first half.
It's an elitist type of look at the team. And we never have that elitist type of look. It's like, hey, we won. We're expected to win. Let's talk about something that's more interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
how it works. If that's how it is.
It's the way it works.
Okay.
We've grown. We've become elitists expecting our team to win. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
We have over 1,500 votes on this one. And to your point, Mike, are you satisfied with the win yesterday? 80% say yes, a win is a win. 20% say no, I have concerns.
All righty. Now, Nat, of course, was on Birds Outsiders yesterday.
Yeah.
Following the postgame show.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nat, I have to ask you how that went for you. Live TV, there you
yeah.
are. Boom, here comes the red light. Boom!
It was great. You're on. It was great.
Yeah.
It was
any nervousness at all?
Right before I did get a little nervous, but you know, it's just this has clearly prepared me, you know, for everything and kind of having insight from Ty on him doing Sixers Outsiders. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I was just supported enough to know what I had to do.
You went with the green t-shirt under the leather jacket.
And I wore a leather jacket. Yeah.
Good look.
Yeah, thank you.
A nice casual but efficient look.
That's what I thought. The jacket was like a nice touch. Yeah,
yes.
It was. It was fun, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the shows. It's going to be great, and I love that we just take the live reaction. That's what's so fun to me. And there was a really cute dog video.
Yes, I saw.
Did you see the dog video? Wasn't that great?
Yes,
she sang. The dog was singing the Eagles fight song.
You're a sucker for a singing dog.
I'm a sucker.
You're a sucker for a dog video.
I am.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
So you can. Hopefully, there will be plenty more dog videos on Birds Outsiders.
Yes. Okay. All right. So let's nitpick about Doug Peterson yesterday and what you thought he did wrong, Tyrone. He called a timeout that enabled the Redskins. It was an advantage to the Redskins, I guess. It was the final drive, right?
Of
their first half?
Yeah.
So Keenum had completed a pass and was 3rd and 4, and Washington was out of timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
And he called one, which I didn't understand why he did that.
Me neither. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand why Sproles, it was 4th down. That was when I thought they should have kicked the field goal. And then rather than go straight ahead, look how successful Carson Wentz was with quarterback sneaks. How about another one of those? Mm-hmm. Instead, you go wide with Sproles with Clement in the game.
Yeah.
And Howard's not even in the game. That, to me, was odd.
Yes, and the other one was, it was kind of under the radar, but Tressway.
Yes.
Your name your kid
Oh,
Tress.
The re-quit, the re-kick, and killed the drop.
He punted, and they got the it was at, I guess, caught fair catch at the 20-yard line. There was a penalty in Washington.
They could have taken the 10 yards right there.
Right,
got it at the 30.
Got him at the 30, but he decided to make him kick over.
And then they end up starting inside the 20, which basically
right, because they got a better punt off.
Right.
So guy's a good punter. You don't do that to a good punter.
Right. And now maybe you get a field goal if you're starting at the 30. Totally different play calling inside your own 20 with that amount of time.
Yes.
And they end up not scoring right before the half.
Correct.
And they go in 20-7 when it could have been 20-10.
Had they lost that game, all these things would have been under the microscope.
Yeah.
But they won, and we don't even think anything of it.
Yes.
It wasn't the greatest play calling first half either for the guy.
No, and that was a knock with the assistants. Mm-hmm. Both of the assistants that are gone, they had really good starts. And then once the game goes, he calls a great game. We feel pretty good about him mm-hmm. once the game's into it. But he uses the assistants, apparently. That way he can overlook the whole team and be sort of the CEO mm-hmm. to help with that initial install. And now this is all last year and now first game of this year where that initial install looks a little shaky. It just does. Mm-hmm. Now maybe next week they'll come out on fire, but that's one thing to watch, these slow starts. Because he's a fine play caller once they're in the groove, maybe it was Reich, maybe it was DeFilippo, whatever it was, they were better with that early install.
Interestingly enough, Geis now is out. He got hurt.
Again, other knee now this time, though, not the ACL.
Yeah, so they don't dress Adrian Peterson. Now they need him, right? Now, if you were Antonio Brown-like, which I don't think he is. He took it like a man and said he was there to help his team. You calling sick?
Yeah, oh man, I got the little...
Oh, all of a sudden you need me, huh?
I'm dehydrated.
Oh,
I need an IV.
Jay, you need me now, huh?
Now who knows if Williams is going to report? Because apparently they offered him some money. He doesn't want the money. He just doesn't like them.
Yeah, that whole franchise is a joke. Anthony and Williams report. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony. Anthony, don't listen to your radio, buddy. All right, well, see, in Williamsport, apparently, they don't have a delay on radio up there. All right, let's go Jimmy in Northeast Philly. Jimmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jimmy.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Jimmy?
Real quick, just to get it away, I don't want to talk or hear about it anymore, but I used to box, and the first thing I saw out of the video of the fight was the Eagles fan. TMZ just released a clear view. The Eagles fan who came up and punched the other Eagles fan who was attacking him.
Whatever.
So I'm just saying, you know,
there was an Eagle fan that attacked him, right? Now, why would he attack him? Well, because he's an idiot, first of all.
But there was another Eagles fan who came up and punched him.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. So somebody was trying to protect Mike Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing, the genesis of the whole thing could have been avoided.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
About the game, do you think the Eagles have turned into, with the defense, a shootout game type of winner? Almost like the Saints or...
Well, who's going to shoot them out? Let's look at who they play. Who's going to really shoot them out? Now, yesterday, the Redskins got off to a good start because they were clearly rusty and not prepared like I think they should have been. So, what team is going to... Like, you're saying they're going to have to outscore teams?
I just think I think they win in more of shoot them out type games fashion. I'm hoping not, but...
I mean, I don't know yet. The points the Redskins put on the board, I think, were just... an aberration of what it's going to be. So, like, what's next week? Atlanta could shoot him out. You know, they have a shoot him out team. They've got good skill players, and they didn't show it yesterday. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I feel your pain because I went against my thing. I never do is betting the first couple games of the season and show that backdoor cover. Yeah. I feel your pain.
I got the schnooky yesterday. The Eagles got me on a backdoor cover. Jacksonville, the damn quarterback, the injury-prone quarterback, gets injured again.
And one more thing.
But I had San Francisco.
No,
Niners.
One more thing. what do you make of the Sproles thing? It seems like they have a lot more trust than the fans do in Sproles.
Well, I think that they shouldn't use him too much. I think they got away with it yesterday because, you know, he made some plays for him, but he touched the ball 20 times in that game. That's too many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you see that going forward?
No, I think they'll curtail that. I think they went with a hot hand yesterday. Phillies lineup is, we even talked about the Phillies, man. Are you back in? They won two in a row.
No.
What happened? Usually when they went two in a row, you're back in.
No. Nah.
What?
Because I was out on Friday. And that's stupid. So you had Vincent losing two games in a row. Why the heck is that guy in it? I'm done with this. No.
Now you're done. You're ignoring the fact that they're only two out and they won two in a row?
Let me tell you, they can get me back.
Come on, you're back in.
No, I'm not. You want to know how they get me back? You win three or four against the Braves here, and then you win two or three against Boston. And then, so you have to go. If they go 5-2.
What do you think the series is going to be?
I think they're going to go 2-2.
Think they're split?
Yeah, I think they're going to split because I do think Nola wins tonight. And then they get one more. And then I don't know what's going to happen against Boston. But if they can go 3-1 and then 2-1, 5-2, on Monday, I'm back in.
You're not back in.
No.
Right now, two in a row.
No.
All right. The way they persevered in that game Sunday, you're not back in?
I go to rewatch that game. It was almost unwatchable. 5-hour game.
All right, here is your lineup for tonight. Cecita in the leadoff hole.
We hit a home run. He's hot in the leadoff spot now.
Primero uno. Cesar Cecita. Real. Hitting two. Harp. Big fella. CD. El Mambo. Hayes hit a home run yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Pop the corks. And fourth no, and Mike Confranco in the lineup tonight. Oh, my God. Against a right-handed power pitcher?
He's hot right now. You got to run.
No Bamboo Brad.
Brad's a butcher out there at third base. All those errors.
610-632-0975. Copa F in the lineup tonight. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli Show. Yeah, I noticed that Philly lineup. We go over that Philly lineup. What's unusual about it? See the lineup? Hernandez, Romuto, Harper, Hoskins, Dickerson, Segura, Hazley, Franco. What's unusual about that lineup?
What, the Hazley's not batting eight?
No jetpacks.
Oh, wow.
Jetpacks had a lineup tonight.
And he had a home run yesterday. Maybe he has bad numbers against the pitcher.
Fulton Evich?
Yeah, maybe he has bad numbers.
Franco, 8-32 with two homers off Fulton Evich in the lineup. See, now when they need him, all of a sudden he's Adrian Peterson.
And the tough thing is, though, they've been done with him before this season. They were done with him last year. You talked about it. They've been done with him. Mm-hmm. But he still has enough to where they shouldn't just... When they get rid of him, they have to be a little careful because you still have him under control. Like, I just don't know why they're in such a hurry to just be done and get rid of the guy. I know he doesn't listen, but he can hit a home run once in a while, and they don't have anybody better. But they're always looking to get rid of him. I just think I don't think it's wise.
Well, it doesn't matter at this point because you got the third baseman in the system. So what do you need Franco for?
No, and if you assume he's ready next year, fine. But what if you find out he goes to the fall league, he struggles, and he's not ready?
You can't carry Franco next year. It's poison.
See, I don't think he's poisoned.
You poisoned him.
I don't. Well, yeah, yes.
He poisoned him. He's poisoned now.
You can't. No, now you have to, but yeah. I think they were they were too in a hurry to get rid of the guy before they had a better replacement. That's all. And there's tons of better replacements, but they don't have one.
They got one. They let the kid play next year.
I'm saying, have to make it a hardship. So what I'm saying is,
Bowman instead of Franco.
No. I'm saying you could have played him this year, and then did the same thing without poisoning, like you said, without making it poison.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And weakening your team for 3 weeks for no reason.
Even when a kid doesn't listen to you, you got to say, well, I got to set you free. Yeah? You live with a kid in your household, and the kid's a constant pain in the butt. He never learns his lesson. What do you do?
Yeah, but here's
say sayonara.
Here's the problem.
You're on your own, kid. Here, take that stick in that little bag and get up the street.
Yeah, but the problem is... S-Rod was your alternative.
Well, S-Rod, the next year. We're talking about next year. S-Rod
For next year, I agree with it. I'm saying for this year, I don't think they played it right. And I think they, because he hits for power, they could have faked like they liked him enough to keep his trade value higher because he does hit home runs and you could have gotten something. Now you can't get anything because everybody knows you hate him. I think it was just bad business.
King Rebell is 3 for his last 21 also.
There you go.
All right, let's go Tim in Blackwood. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Tim?
I got just a few quick points.
Mm-hmm.
You may or may not agree with him. One, I think the fans booed Carson Wentz too soon, much too soon.
They booed the whole offense that was sluggish. There was nothing wrong with that. They were expecting a lot better effort in that first half. There's nothing wrong with the boo.
Okay, I love Nick Foles, but whoever thinks that he's better than Carson Wentz, you have to be an idiot.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are. Really? Now, it's not even close, first of all, as far as the ability goes. Now, I understand there are people that hold Foles dear to their heart because of the Super Bowl thing. I get that part of it.
I do, too.
Yeah, but you know, they were all gacked up yesterday. They were sharpening their knives, man. As soon as the Eagles got up to a slow start and he threw a touchdown pass, you just knew we were going to get a crush of callers, but it didn't work out for him.
My third point is I can't see why people can't see your point about wearing a Redskins jersey. It's just not smart.
Listen, you have the freedom to wear a jersey if you'd like to. All right. Now, if you know that it could cause some trouble, then and you're willing to take the risk, and that's fine. What I'm saying is that Mike Scott, as a professional player for another team in this city, it's bad form to do that. It just is.
Yeah. And my last point, Mike, is that, you know, I'm glad DeSean Jackson is back, and I'm kind of disappointed at some of the fans for the disparaging remarks they made about him in the Chip Kelly era. I know it's in the past, but, you know, I was just thinking about it.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go. Bob in Hanover is back with us. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Mike. How's it going, buddy?
Good, Bob.
Not bad. Hey, I was out there tailgating. We were set up by 7:45 in the morning. Right off of Patterson Avenue. And I'm going to be positive about the tailgating environment. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, I saw people throwing money into organizations for children's soccer. I saw a wedding proposal. I saw a marriage proposal. I saw a birthday cake. It's just a beautiful thing out there in that tailgate. And to let this one incident, you know, put a scare into people to go down there. I saw many Redskin jerseys. And I saw people getting along and talking football with opposite jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the heart of a serious tailgate area. And I didn't see any problems.
No, the tailgate is a wonderful environment. In fact, there was a big story in today's Inquirer about how beautiful it is with this family that's been tailgating. They get there at 5:30 in the morning, and they set up, and they have the breakfast and the whole bit. And all that's good. But there are certain, like, if you get a bunch of dudes together tailgating, and they get there early, and they start drinking at 8 o'clock, well, how many of you, what are they going to save themselves? Oh, no, I don't want another beer. I'm waiting for the game. They're going to keep drinking. And when you keep drinking and somebody comes along that can exacerbate you, that's what happens.
Yeah, I wanted to make an Eagles point. Now, mm-hmm. you know I've been beating up Schwartz because I don't like him. And that first half, he did the same thing he did last year playing soft. Now, we don't have any pass rush that whole game, and I don't understand how we go away with one sack against the Washington Redskins. Something's going on with that defensive plan, and it's not good. We're playing too soft.
Well, all right. I mean, that's one of the things that he's always been accused of. He's not going to change. He believes that the front four should get pressure and that he needs all his guys back there to cover. And when you think about it, you go, okay, can I blitz and trust my corners to be singled up? Ask yourself that question. Can you trust their secondary to be singled up? Is the answer to that question yes?
I would say no.
Well, the answer is no. So the defense coordinator is no dummy. He's not going to play with fire here. All right, 4 o'clock hours ahead. Brian Westbrook? What?
Yes.
Brian Westbrook is coming on?
Yeah, even though he has the Brian Westbrook show on later, he will be on.
He's coming on right now?
Yay! Yeah.
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Is that? Oh, yeah. Okay. So tonight is the debut of the Fanatic Pro Show.
Yeah.
In Williamstown, New Jersey.
It is.
All right. So we're going to have Brian on the other side.
We will.
Stay tuned for that. Mike Mussinelli Show coming up. Brian Westbrook.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.